Velasquez lets it fly. Strike three called. That's your ball game. Final, Boston 12, Cleveland 5.
Can we get out of May? Can we escape it? Well, let's see what's going on with our Cleveland Indians. Somebody can give us maybe some insight into it as well. Also, as we talk this morning with Bob DiBiasio of the Indians, it's our Tribe Talk and Tickets. Don't forget, after our talk with Bob, we'll have a pair of tickets to give away against we have way for the Twins game coming up on June 5th. Got to prepare for those Twins. We got to play them a lot of times, but we're looking to look it up at them right now. Bob DiBiasio joins us. And good morning, Bob.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, that game got away from us yesterday as it can in Fenway Park when that green monster, and we had our opportunities early. You know, got a lot of base runners off Rick Porcello and just couldn't get, which has been the mantra for the month of May, can't get the big hit. You know, he got off to a 3-0 start on that game, and we could have really extended it. And then things just obviously unraveled. You said we're looking up at the Twins. I think part of this craziness of this opening of a season is one of the things that you truly hope doesn't happen to you is that you're in a division where you have the one team that goes absolutely nuts at the start of the season. And the Twins are that team this year. We knew we'd be challenged by them, but we didn't, certainly. I don't think anybody in baseball expected them to have the best record in baseball. But we do play them 16 times coming up, so it's on us.
That's right. We have a chance to equalize it somewhere along the way. But seeing us under 500, that's my old Indians that used to be like that. These guys under Terry Francona.
Yeah, it's only one game now, young man. It's only one. So let's not take us back to your 70s Indians that struggled.
Well, so, right, but every time you get
Let's be a little bit smart here.
Right, but every time you get under 500, I always think, okay, you got to win one and another one to get back to 500. And
yeah. Well, no quite. Yeah, you know, and last year, I don't know if it was the same exact record, but I think last year they were 25-26 as well. At this period of time. So but we aren't. Last year we weren't as injured. You know, three of our starting five in our rotation, challenging our pitching depth, our guys in their rookie years. Tonight, Zach Plesac's one of them. A kid from Ball State was supposed to go really, really high in the draft when he came out of Ball State, but he ended up having Tommy John surgery his senior year of college, and we were able to grab him in the 12th round, and he's flown through our system once he got healthy, and we'll see how he can handle a rookie debut at Fenway Park. That's not an easy task.
Did we see him much in spring training? Or I'm trying to look at this because we were down there. I just wondered if he had a much of a part in that while we were preparing for the season.
He pitched a little bit for us at spring training. You know, not a whole lot. I don't think he was absolutely on the radar as a guy that we were going to have to need in the big leagues this season. But injuries will do that to you. And as we're doing in the outfield, you're getting an opportunity to see a whole bunch of young players getting their feet wet at the big league level, trying to figure out which guys are keepers, which can make an impact for us at the big league level. And I think that's, you know, as we try to win, I think we were pretty upfront with people at the beginning that we're doing something a little odd. We're still trying to compete to win a division title and get to the postseason and see how far we can go with our pitching. But in addition, we're going to play some young people and see which ones are going to stick with us. And that's when you do play young people, you have the ups and downs.
kind of gives a different role for Terry Francona as well. There's a different way you sort of treat veterans than you do with rookies who deal with a lot of different issues, just not only between the lines, but just getting and playing in big league ballparks and on that major league level.
Well, there's no question how you go about talking to a young player as you do to a veteran, the approach that you take, the things that you ask of them, no question it's different. And, you know, we've had a pretty veteran ball club the last number of years. As a matter of fact, last year we had the second oldest team in the American League last year, which is one of the things that prompted us to get younger. But again, with youth comes the ups and downs.
Hey, Bob, since we are at Fenway Park, what is it like for a young ball player, maybe a first-time ball player in that park, to experience that sort of the history that all goes into it?
Well, I think they all look on the calendar that if they're lucky enough to be on the team and they travel to Fenway Park, it really does put an extra bounce to their step just because of the incredible history that is involved in that building. I'm not 100% sure where we're staying, but in the past we've stayed close enough where you can walk to the ballpark, which is always a real fun aspect of being in an urban setting and being able to walk to work and walk to the ballpark. Then those outfielders, you know, the coaches take them out there early and hit balls off the green wall so that they can see how the ball reacts, the different angles. A lot to learn when you walk into that place, but you certainly absorb the history and then the atmosphere. You know, they've been on a nice run, so the atmosphere in that building, sold-out environment pretty much every game, is something special as well.
Yeah, of course, in Boston now, a little heavy hearts with the passing of Bill Buckner, too. So,
yeah, that was sad. He was, 69, died of dementia. I did not cross paths with Bill, but Johnny McNamara, who was his manager in Boston, was obviously our skipper here in Cleveland for a period of time. And Johnny Mac wanted to do was to have Bill Buckner, who had played a key role in getting the Red Sox to the World Series, wanted him to be on that field when they were celebrating. And unfortunately, a ball that he would catch 99 times out of 100 just happened to go through his legs. And sad, the 22-year career, and that's what you're known for.
He still could have won the other game, though. It wasn't all about that one play.
Yep, that was game six. You're absolutely right about that.
And speaking of Boston, you mentioned about the history of that. Seeing in Cleveland notes that Zach Plesac will be the seventh Indian pitcher to get their major league debut at Fenway Park. So even no matter what happens with him, he'll always remember where he had his first start.
Yep. Again, Ball State kid. He's the nephew of Dan Plesac, who pitched for a number of years in the big leagues, mostly with Milwaukee, who's also on MLB Network. I think I read a note where, since he knew that he was going to play, there's enough time for family to get to Boston. He's got a brother who lives in Alaska who made the trip from Alaska to Boston to be there tonight, although the weather report is pretty horrible for the New England area. So who knows if we'll get the ball game in. Let's hope this is a special day for that young man.
Right, and let's hope, like a lot of times when I look on the pitching matchups and we see sort of an unknown or a rookie that doesn't have a record against their Indians, sometimes those guys give the players a fit because they haven't seen him before, and maybe he has a little lightning in a bottle. We can hope for that tonight.
Absolutely. See if we can find that base hit that we've been looking for, that one key hit. We need those.
Absolutely. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll talk again next week.
Yep, talk next Monday, boys. See ya.